And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Joe Ricci, Ortis Ford, and Bad X. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ricci, Ortis Ford, and Bad X. And by Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad X, and Sebling, member FDIC. A Huron County court case is in limbo after a defendant was allowed to leave the state for medical care without his attorney's knowledge. Joseph Paul Fulton failed to appear for his preliminary examination this week. Judge Frist confirmed that Fulton is currently in Kentucky, citing severe health issues, including a need for dialysis and upcoming surgeries. Defense attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach told the court she was left out of the decision-making process regarding her client's bond modification. She expressed frustration that she was not notified before Fulton was permitted to leave Michigan, noting that he lacks the funds to return for mandatory in-person court appearances. Prosecutor Timothy Rutkowski stated the bond modification was requested after the Sheriff's Department reported that deputies were spending 5 hours guarding Fulton during his dialysis treatments. Judge Ferris added that Fulton has no local family or housing, and his family in Kentucky is now taking care of him, and that it relieves the jail and the taxpayers of the responsibility of covering his medical expenses. Attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach requested that the prosecutor drop the charges, as this whole debacle has set Fulton up for failure in the court process. The court adjourned the case to an open date, and a status conference is scheduled for July 30th at 9 a.m. And Jared Cash Butterfield is facing misdemeanor assault charges in Huron County. During his arraignment, Butterfield entered a not guilty plea to the charge of assault and battery against a fellow inmate on June 18th. Judge Ferris set bond at $10,000, which has not been posted. Court ordered strict no-contact conditions between Butterfield and the victim. While Michael Murawski represented Butterfield for the proceedings earlier this week, the court is currently addressing a motion to withdraw from his appointed counsel, Jessica Risky. The prosecution must provide discovery and plea offers by July 30th. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for August 20th. And in Huron County District Court, the case of the people of State of Michigan versus Nicole Lynn Ashton proceeded to a plea cutoff hearing. Prosecutors offered a deal to dismiss one count if the defendant entered a plea of guilty or no contest to a single count of assault and battery. Defense attorney Dallas Rooney confirmed that Ashton has rejected the offer. Judge Ferris will now schedule the case for a jury trial. We will be right back with your obituaries and regional worldwide news after this message from Ortis Ford.
Hi, this is Brad Jenks, sales manager at Ortis Ford and Bad X. At Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford, we won't lose a deal on price. We take pride in providing excellent customer service. And unlike dealers who will say anything to get you in the door, we understand reputation matters. You owe it to yourself to get the best experience when purchasing a new Ford. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all of your new and used car needs. You can also view our full inventory at 4aford.com. At Ortis Ford and Bad X, you will always get your best price, along with superior service before and after the sale. If you don't see the model and color you require on the lot, we have a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. And to keep your vehicle in its best shape, the service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all the time. The body shop is available for all of your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Don't settle for second best. Shop Ortis Ford and Bad X.
And we have no obituaries to report at this time, so we're just going to go straight into your national and international news. Archaeologists in rural Oklahoma have uncovered a buried cache of perfectly preserved personal artifacts dating back to the 1930s Dust Bowl era. Discovered during routine highway construction, the collection includes diaries, farm tools, and intact household goods abandoned by a migrating family. Historians say the find offers a rare, unedited glimpse into daily survival during the Great Depression. The local museum has secured the site and is working to trace descendants of the original landowners mentioned in the journals. The discovery has reignited community interest in regional history, and plans are already underway for a permanent public exhibit. And a cargo aircraft operated by Pakistan's K2 Airways has crashed into the Arabian Sea shortly after taking off. Maritime search and rescue teams have been deployed to locate the wreckage and search for survivors in the water. Aviation authorities have launched an immediate investigation into the cause of the sudden crash. Initial tracking data suggests the aircraft suffered a catastrophic mechanical failure just minutes into the flight. And we'll be right back after this message from Bayport State Bank.
130 years, that's generations of families, thousands of local businesses, and countless dreams started right here in Michigan's Thumb. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Since 1896, Bayport State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been part of the story, from first farms and first homes to growing businesses and expanding operations. We've stood beside our neighbors every step of the way. And here's what hasn't changed in 130 years. Local decisions made by local people who truly understand our Thumb area community, our lenders, our leadership, and our team live here, work here, and care about what happens here. We make banking simple, personal, and dependable with no-fee checking and free monthly statements, savings options for every stage of life, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, 11 local ATMs, plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. 130 years strong and still proudly serving the place we call home. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.